Wigton Wind Farm, located in Rosehill, Manchester, was established by the government a decade ago to reduce the country's reliance on imported oil. Over the years, the company has impacted positively on the environment, the economy, and the Rosehill community. Wigton began its operations in 2004 with a mission to contribute to the diversification of Jamaica's energy mix through the development of renewable energy sources, specifically wind energy. The power generating facility, a subsidiary of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, in its over 10-year existence in Jamaica, has reduced carbon dioxide emissions by more than 562,000 tons. The company has also saved the country billions of dollars and has reduced Jamaica's oil consumption by almost 406,000 barrels. Currently, Wigton is the largest facility of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean and stands as an example of the sustained development that renewable energy can have on the environment. Since 2004, the company has sought to expand its operation from a 20.7 megawatt generating plant, Wigton 1, followed by the development of an 18 megawatt generating plant in 2010, Wigton 2. And recently, Wigton's operations were further expanded, bringing its total capacity to over 60 megawatt. Wigton 3, the 24 megawatt expansion of the wind farm, was officially commissioned into service on June 2 by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The new facility, which began supplying energy to the national grid in March, consists of 12 2-megawatt wind turbines, a 9.6-kilometer transmission line, and a new substation. It is projected to generate over 63,000 megawatt hours annually. Prime Minister Holness says the opening of Wigton 3 demonstrates Jamaica's commitment to the national energy policy, which provides a context for the implementation of a range of projects to reduce petroleum imports and improve environmental stewardship. Mr. Holness notes that it is of great value to have a diversified mix of energy sources.
By virtue of this investment, the approval of investments in solar technology, the implementation of LNG, which will come into our fuel mix in short order, and what we are about to do with waste energy and the explorations for hydro and other biofuels, we will have probably the most diversified energy mix in the region.
The project is expected to boost the government's target of 30% renewable energy by 2030 and mitigate the effects of climate change by reducing carbon dioxide emissions by 48,000 tons.
The more the economy grows, we expect the demand for electricity to grow, and we expect our renewable sector to expand, meeting that demand.
The wind energy plant is expected to reduce national oil consumption by 37,000 barrels per year, which will save the country over $230 million annually. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the development of Wigton 3 is reflective of change, not just for renewable energy in Jamaica, but also for the overall energy profile of the country.
The expansion of Wigton Wind Farm aligns perfectly with the goals of the national energy policy. It is my considered opinion that Wigton will continue to play a significant role in helping us to achieve these national energy targets and developmental goals.
Dr. Wheatley says the ministry will play a significant role in creating the energy architecture to enable Jamaica's economic competitiveness. This, he says, includes the strengthening of the institutional and regulatory framework to protect the environmental, social, and economic interests of Jamaica. Some 31,500 households will benefit from the expansion project. General Manager Earl Barrett says the company is proud of the work it has been doing.
So as we create energy which modern economy must use to create it from renewable energy, we think that's a fantastic benefit. On the financial side, we hope that we are acting as a catalyst.
Wigton 3, constructed by Spanish firm Gamesa, was built at a cost of $45 million. It is the first of three renewable energy projects selected by the Office of Utilities Regulation in 2013 to become fully operational and begin transmission to the national grid.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.